my free game, like,
okay. So, welcome back, everybody. I'm sorry for not telling you last week, but we'll pick up maybe a bit of a connection from last week and this week. In Partizan Valiente, we have Jakob leaving the very intense and scary situation which is going on in his house. He needs to flee for two reasons, right? He needs to avoid the death of Esav, as well as be Mekayim, the tzivoy of Yitzhak's father, in order to go ahead and get married to a suitable woman. And there's something very interesting and ironic about Yaakov leaving at this very juncture. If you go back to the end of last week's parsha, Yaakov is doing something in particular which makes it seemingly contradictory for him to leave at this moment. When Yitzchak tells him, don't go and take a woman from those Canaan. Come with Padena Arama, the base of Israel, be Yaakov, Kafah, Misham, Isham, Minos, Lavan, Achim, Yaakov. Okay, go and marry in the house of Lavan like I did. The Kelsha, Dai, Yaakov, Tzvah, Yaakov, Yaakov, Yisrael, Talamim, he gives him a bracha, but he teen lechaz, Berchaz, Avram. The Kolos, Archi, Tzvah, the Raskha, the Arts, the Zurecha, Chernasan, Elkev, Avram. We see that Yitzchak gives Yaakov, his son, at this moment, the Berchaz, Avram. And there's a big discussion amongst the proportion whether the before and the Berchaz, Avram are really the same thing or not. Needless to say, at this moment, as he's leaving the Berchaz Avram. It's a weird thing to get the Berchaz Avram right now, and then to leave. Yes? Correct? Avram, you know, is Lech Lecha. Go to Eretz Yisrael, right? Yitzchak, Eshkon Ba'aretz, stay there with the Berchaz Avram. He doesn't leave Bechal. Why specifically at the moment when he gets the Berchaz Avram? Then all of a sudden he's leaving. It's interesting situation. Now, Salvation suggests a very beautiful idea. That the purpose of Yaakov leaving at that very moment is to teach Am Yisrael that Torah, the Judaism, Yahadis, is not confined just to Eretz Yisrael. It's not confined to a perfect environment. It exists outside the Kol Slavei Medrash. It exists outside the comfort and the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And specifically, and if you think about it, ironically, throughout history, Chutz La'aretz has been a makom in where very fundamental elements of Am Yisrael is born. The Shiftei Ka is in Chutz, they're born in Chutz La'aretz. The Torah is given in Chutz La'aretz. The Kiyum of the Bris Mitzvah of Esarim is by the Triumph in Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara is written in Chutz La'aretz. And the point being is that while obviously the place where the, as most of the Rishonim say, the Rabbah talks about the success of the Shefa Eloki, the influence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is felt most strongly over here, and there is inherent Kedusha, and this is the ideal place. As the Rabban quotes the Sifri, that the Iker Kiyum HaMitzvot exists in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't mean that it's to the exclusion of other places. That one can continue to be a close Eved Hashem, despite the difficulty and the situation they may find themselves outside of an ideal environment, even in Chutz La'aretz. And I think we see something very beautiful towards the end of the Parsha in terms of Yaakov Avinu's success. The Torah tells us at the end, when Lavan and Yaakov are finally parting after their very intense encounter, but Yashav Lavan Limkomo. Lavan returns to Haran, he returns to his place. But Yaakov, Halach Ladarko, and Yaakov goes on his way. The Meshach Chachma beautifully points out the contrast between, I know the two separate psukim, but he says, it's interesting, we have Vayashav Lavan Limkomo, Yaakov Halach Ladarko. Then we have Lavan going back to his place, and Yaakov going on his way. The Meshach Chachma explains, while it is normal to assume when a person is living in a certain environment with different types of people, that it would be logical to assume that you will learn from each other's tendencies, right? That we're influenced by our surroundings, our environment. And the godless of Yaakov, and perhaps the unfortunate problem with Lavan, is that that didn't happen. When it says that, Lavan went back to his place without learning anything from Yaakov Avinu, without learning from his work ethic, without learning from his emuna and Hashem, without learning from his morals and the way he was able to conduct himself. He goes back to his place, and he's still Lavan Arami, the Russia that we all know. But Yaakov, on the other hand, his godless is Yaakov Alakadarko. Yaakov goes on his way. Yaakov is not affected by that negative environment around him. Once again, this idea by the Meshul Chachma, I think, is furthering that idea of the Rav, that the Torah is not something which needs to be in an ideal environment, but it is our guidebook, no matter how difficult a circumstance we may find ourselves in. We'll be zocha to learn from Yaakov even to understand, no matter where we are, whether we have the schus to be in the Kol Seder Beis Medrash, or sometimes be outside in the world where things are a bit more harsh, we can learn from Yaakov even that the Torah is something that we travel with us, and when we have the schus, we'll be able to go like Yaakov, that Yaakov was able to go back on his way despite those negative influences that he encountered. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.